It's the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Show, making healthy living fun for everyone.
I want to congratulate you on your show. It's really great.
Well, thank you. That's great to hear.
And I actually have your book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone. I love it.
You guys are excellent. I check you guys out every week.
I love your show. And every week I learn something new, so I think it's great.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Join Dr. Fitness.
No, it's no longer a six-pack. No, it's the eight-pack and the 12-pack.
And the Fat Guys.
Or what I have, the pony keg.
They deliver the skinny. On Getting Skinny.
Doctor, back in ATL. We were traveling this weekend.
We were. It almost feels like we've done a couple of shows. Like
no, we did the whole week. How many? We interviewed like 20 people, probably.
Yeah, we spent last weekend in Knoxville, Tennessee. What a great town.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Awesome place to be.
Yeah, we walked places. It was killer.
No, it was really a lot of fun. We both had never been there before.
Correct.
So I highly recommend if there's people out there that have never been to the South, definitely Knoxville, Tennessee. Put that
check
on your...
Check it out.
Put that there. And we didn't even really get a chance to venture out and see a lot of the sights. But I'll tell you, just driving around there, the place is a beautiful place.
Right.
You know, Lee, I will tell you this.
It was closer than I thought.
Much closer. Right. I thought we were going
to... I thought it was like going to be forever.
I did too.
It was pretty fast.
Right. And you know what's the cool thing about if you're going to Knoxville... It's a simple drive from there to Atlanta. Plus, you can stop off at Chattanooga, which is another great town to visit. That's another cool city.
Right. Your new favorite pizza place is there.
Man, I went to that place. What was it called?
Loopy's.
Loopy's. Right.
Loopy's. Do you go when you're in Alabama? Do you shoot
no,
over there?
No, I should.
Only like an hour away, right?
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I think I should shoot there. But the best thing about that was I ordered it on the way, and when I got there, it was all ready to go. That was perfect.
Maybe you can have them deliver it to you in Alabama.
Yeah, that
see
would
what
be
their
great.
Delivery
great,
range is.
Great pizza, and who would have thought to get great pizza in Chattanooga?
It's a quirky little artsy town.
Yeah, and you know we should talk about pizza because you know of course
we didn't have. Oh yeah, we did.
We did. That's
you
not
didn't.
To talk about.
I had it
right. We went. We actually went for some pizza in Knoxville.
Right,
and this blew me away. It was a nice little. The place was actually kind of cool. It definitely had all the writing on the wall of a cool place for Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy.
Yes,
it's kind of like a little, kind of like a artsy place, and you know how pizza places, you know, tend to be like that. The ones down in the South are like that. They're in like college towns. They
right.
have, you know, the ones up north, like the pizzerias up north.
They're industrial strength. They know
right,
how to crank out.
That's a whole
pizza.
Other ball game. But down here, they're usually like in the heart of a college town. There's, you know, lots of students running around, you know, working. You know, you'll have the guy with the long sideburns.
You're looking for some tattoos
ponytails.
And piercings.
Right.
That's
you'll
how
always,
I go.
You always see that at
it's
the pizza places we
the
go to.
Piercing to tattoo ratio has to be just right.
Leek, tell the audience what happened to me. Because it's still painful
it's,
for me.
It's kind of funny.
I'm having a difficult time with that.
It was the first time this ever happened to me as well, but I'm more flexible in this area. We
yeah,
go in
I'm
there.
Not. I'm definitely not
and
flexible.
First, there was one red flag was they didn't sell it by the slice.
Yeah. That's which I don't understand. I don't get
makes
this.
Makes no sense
can
to me.
You, for pizza places out there, I don't get this because where I grew up, there was always like five or six pies out at a pizzeria at one time. And they had like one was sausage, one was like a margarita pizza.
Right.
Well, there's all these different types of pizza, and they're ready to go at any time. They're ready
right.
to rock and roll at any given time. What is this? You have to order, you have to make a pie before.
Just
you,
for me.
Just for I don't want a pie.
Yeah, it's
I just
a nice
want a
gesture.
Of, right?
It's a nice gesture.
I want a couple of slices. I don't want a whole pie. I don't want one of those little miniature pies.
Yeah, because a miniature pie doesn't taste like a big pie that where they pull a slice out.
No,
that's a different animal.
Different animal.
So we go in there, and then that was the first little, oh, that's interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, we were in the wrong time zone, right? Because we came in a little bit after
lunch,
later.
We were in between lunch and dinner.
Right.
We were in Linner, and that transition period was a little rough.
Right.
So, but the deal killer for you was when he mentioned you were adamant that you don't want Parmesan because that's a big thing for you.
Right.
So you had to be clear. You didn't want any misinterpretation of, I just want to be clear there's no Parmesan. And the guy said, no, we don't use Parmesan. You were like, oh, that's good.
Right.
He's like, but we do use Swiss.
It's a blend.
It's a blend.
It's a blend.
With mozzarella and Swiss?
What do you mean? You just have a blend?
Well, what's wrong with mozzarella?
Yeah. Your pizzeria is known for mozzarella cheese.
I don't understand why. You don't have to add...
But the worst thing wasn't there an item on the menu that they have something that they
that's
have
only mozzarella?
That's only mozzarella?
But not the pizza.
I'm like, oh, man. So I went to a pizzeria, and I ordered a veggie burger and a salad.
But no cheese.
but no cheese.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway.
I've never seen a blend on a pizza. Maybe our listeners can educate us in their travels that maybe that periodically they do get a pizza with a blend of cheese. I mean, I thought we go strong with mozzarella.
Yeah.
And some people, the crazy ones, sprinkle Parmesan
right.
after the fact.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But
right.
I've never seen, like, I got to put a mix together.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to the grocery store and they have that Mexican cheese mix, I didn't know there was an Italian cheese mix.
Now, do you think there's cost savings in that, Lee? Do you think it's a cost savings?
What, they're filling up instead of mozzarella. It's so yeah. expensive. They got to fill right. it with the lesser cheeses.
Right. Or else, why would you do that?
Maybe it's a flavor thing. They're trying to add some flavor, different flavor to it. Whatever. I prefer just mozzarella.
Okay. So let's go back. Let's go back at night because we want to first. That was a second day venture. The first day venture, we actually were able. We got first of all our travels to Knoxville. We almost had a problem because they were predicting snow us driving in, and right. it actually did snow while we were driving in, but there was no accumulation. But they were predicting potentially a couple
bad,
inches.
Bad weather.
Bad weather. So we got up there. It was no problem, and we happened to meet our buddies from New Step. Right.
Yes. New Step is that recumbent cross trainer that is like a.
It's the thing you see on The Biggest Loser. It's a recumbent bike that you have. It also has the upper bomb ergometry as well. So you're using the arms as well as the legs. And our buddies Dan Brady and Ginny Kapler, we met up there.
Yes, we'd never met Ginny before. That was the first time.
But, right.
we
had, but Dan has been
Dan's
on our show
been on
before.
The show.
And we went out to a place called the Soccer Taco.
Which a combination of two of your favorite things.
Well, both of our favorite things.
Like, I took the taco, you took the soccer.
Right. And there was a TV with soccer on it everywhere. You couldn't walk without seeing it. Yeah.
And there was another
TV
with pictures of tacos. So we each had something to look at that we were interested in.
So, you know, we were there meeting up and having some good times. And, you know, and here was the funny thing about it. You know, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, we're known for a lot of things. You know, I definitely like to do some of the, you know, any sports exercise. The fat guy, he likes to cook. He likes to watch TV. But we are both not big drinkers.
No.
We're not known for our drinking. And but at the same time, we wanted to show camaraderie. We said, you know what? We're here with a bunch of people.
We will succumb to peer pressure.
Right. We will succumb to peer pressure. So
if there were a group of people, you know, doing crack.
So
we never know what'll happen.
So people started ordering drinks, and I said, "What was it, me or somebody else?" It was
somebody else ordered a margarita, and then you were like, "I'm in."
Right, right. So I'm like, "I'll get a margarita," and I'm going, you know, because it's kind of like a girly drink, right? A margarita's like a girly drink.
And I'm a follower, so I'm like, "Yeah, whatever."
Whatever he's getting, I'll get the same thing. So we got these margaritas. I mean, Lee, how big were these? How
the margaritas? Well, let me give you an idea of what this place is, just so you understand the size of things. The chips, you know, when you go to a Mexican restaurant, the chips come in a bucket, in a metal pail with a handle.
Yeah,
okay, that's how they serve them.
They supersized us. That's what happened to us.
Picture a place that has chips in a bucket. How big their margarita would be?
Yeah,
it was very large.
It was a big.
I think we have a picture. Didn't somebody took a picture?
Yeah,
of us
they're somewhere with us being.
I don't know.
Right, which is not good. We really shouldn't
really,
be.
That's not a good thing.
That's gonna probably come back and bite us somehow. Us with margaritas, huge margaritas too.
Soon TMZ will get a
hold
of that.
And the scary thing was, I actually finished mine. I drank the entire drink. I'm looking at this going, all right, I got to make the needle look like I'm drinking it, right? And before you know it, man, first of all, I knew I had a buzz, and I'll tell you how I knew I had a buzz. My face gets flushed, and I get that kind of like that dizzy. Like my hearing gets affected. I don't hear as clear anymore, and I think I become more overmodulated.
Overmodulated.
Yeah, I start like yelling.
You're good time, Charlie. That sounds like you're a party guy. So you were able to polish it off. It was pretty impressive, actually, when you funneled it at the end.
Right, but it was good. We had a lot of fun. And
we did our show from there. That's the big news.
Yeah, let me tell you something. That Knoxville Convention Center, that was a lot of fun. First of all, it's a beautiful convention center. The people at the Healthy Living Expo were fantastic. They had a nice booth set up for us, and we were doing a remote broadcast from there. So we got to put the spotlight on some of the people from Knoxville, and we got to spotlight
some fans came by,
and we got to spotlight some of the businesses that were there in Knoxville, Tennessee.
And isn't it a fun thing when we pull out those pop chips?
Oh my God,
that is like, you know what? That's what I you
crack
know what
chips.
No,
they're
you
crack
know what
chips.
It reminds me of when you go to a strip club and then the rappers throw out the dollar bills. You know, when there's like a swarm of people, you know, when they make it rain, you know?
What? You're watching too much MTV. I don't know what you're talking about. I've never been to a strip club and got dollar bills thrown at me, ever.
Really? Then you're not doing it right. Like, we were making it rain with pop chips.
You know what? I had to take a picture. I had to take a picture of this the first day because the first day, like, as soon as the convention opened, there was the elderly crowd.
Yes,
there was
seniors are in free on Fridays.
Seniors were lined up at the door trying to get into this thing, and they had the door that was closed, and their people are still setting up, and then they open up that thing, and then there's like a swarm of seniors
all moving
coming in
at like a half a mile an hour.
Right, and I guess this is the thing that I learned too, Lee. It's the people love getting things.
Free stuff, man.
It could be crap. It could be worst. It doesn't matter. When you give them a bag, it's kind of like trick-or-treat, you know?
Right.
You give them a bag and you say, walk around, people are going to give you stuff.
Right.
They're happy.
Now, you know what's so funny? When we put all the chips on the table, and we had the Traverse Farm cherries as well.
Yeah, Traverse Bay Farms, right.
When we put them on the table, the people, like, we're like, oh, sure, help yourself.
What about the face that they give you with the eyebrows? Like, like what is this? Like, you know, it's that first, and then all of a sudden, once they know.
It's free.
They're like, they attack.
Yeah. But I like how they, like, you're like, oh, take a bag. And they're like, oh, thanks. And then they're like trying to sneak more.
Right.
Like, you know, we have like so much.
And we love embarrassing embarrassing those people.
And they're like sneaking one in their bag to get a second bag. And it's like, what's going on there? Hey.
Whoa, watch
out. Up there, guys.
Watch out there. And you know me and you, we're like, whoa. You're being a pig? Is that what that's all about? You're taking more than you were given.
Did you already come by here earlier? I think I remember you. We have a face recognition
that wasn't me.
Software.
Oh, yes, it was you. That was you. Yeah, it's
people
interesting.
Are hilarious. Yeah, with that.
When they come by.
And if you didn't say anything, they would just take the whole whatever you had
right.
there.
They'll take the whole thing.
They were trying to take the microphones, you know. They took my headset, one guy. I mean, it was crazy.
I'll tell you, that was a pretty, you know, first of all, again, I want to thank Pop Chips for always supplying us with oodles and oodles of Pop Chips, and Traverse Bay Farms for supplying us with a whole bunch of cherries.
Delicious.
Really good. They were a big hit. And I will tell you this, people love them. They absolutely, you know, and we say, listen, try them right there. Don't take our word for it. Let's open these things up and let's try these things.
But we don't touch them.
No,
we're very sanitary.
Yes, we don't touch them, and it was a lot of fun. We had a great time. I'll tell you, having the remote set up there was fantastic.
That was killer, huh?
That was a lot of fun.
We're going to be doing that all over, I guarantee you.
Yeah, let us know. You know, we also will be doing this at bar mitzvahs as well.
Are
we
going to
be doing weddings and bar mitzvahs?
Whatever you want. We'll go to quinceañeras.
We are for hire.
Sweet 16.
Sweet 16s, maybe graduation parties. What do you think? Will we do all that
anything
stuff?
Anything goes.
All right, I'm up for it. So highly recommend people go out there. We did have really one inspiring story. We had a woman who stopped by to see us. Her name was Becky Morgan.
She was our fan.
Well, I know, but it was still, she had lost, I think, 80 pounds?
Something like 80, 85.
80 pounds or something like that, and we got a chance to sit down and talk to her.
Not like fake lost it.
Right.
Like bariatric surgery.
No,
she's the real deal.
She good old fashioned exercise and good old fashioned hard work, and before you know it, it took her. And now she's on her goal is to run a half marathon, probably even go further than that, do a marathon. But she brought her children there to the event, and we actually put her down, had her sitting we had her sitting down there. We talked about it. We actually posted it. I think on. Either our Facebook page or we posted it
somewhere,
not on Twitter, right?
I don't know
where we put it, but anyway, go check out our Facebook page. Go check out, and also go be one of follow us on. For me, it's Dr. Fitness 6.
Dr. Fitness 6 or Fat Guy on Twitter, and then
Facebook. It's just Fat Guy on Twitter. You got Fat Guy?
Yeah, because I was an early adopter.
That's killer.
Exactly.
How'd you get that, man? That's great.
I was there. Early. And then don't forget to go to our Facebook page. You just have to search for Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. Stuff's there. We're giving away tons of stuff.
Yeah.
Tons. Constantly giving away stuff. I think didn't we give away our books?
Yes, we gave some away of our books at the Healthy Living Expo. And plus, if you go to our Facebook page, we're going to be asking questions. You know,
we have a book signing coming up.
We do have a book signing in Woodstock, Georgia. Go to our website. Where the heck was it at? Go pull up our website. I think it's at the... Foxtail Books. It's okay. On February 5th, I believe. February 5th.
Nah.
Yes, it is. Wrong. No, the date on the website changed because I talked to the person over there.
It keeps changing.
I know.
You think you should tell me since I'm supposed to be there too?
No, I don't really need you there. I'm the Dr. Phil. I'm the most
Fox
important
Taylor
part.
Bookshop, and it's the classy shop.
It's
not S-H-O-P. It's S-H-O-P-P-E.
And make sure you check out our book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. Dr. Adam Schaffer, Lee Kander, we are the authors, and Turner Publishing is the publishing company for the book as well. And you can go to Amazon, go to our website, and you'll find the book. And it's a great book. So check it out. Okay, Lee, I want to bring in our first guest today. We are joined with the lovely Elizabeth Dixon. She executes the Chick-fil-A Wellness Initiatives, and we're going to be talking about how Chick-fil-A promotes wellness and their involvement with the community and their healthier menu options. I'll tell you one thing I do like about Chick-fil-A. They have the fresh lemonade.
Yes.
That's always a big winner for me. Anytime you make fresh lemonade, that's a big score. Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We are doing fabulous, and thank God it's warming up here today in lovely Atlanta, as you know. And that's the home base of Chick-fil-A, is that correct?
Yes, we're here in Atlanta, right near the airport.
Now, do you guys have like a big center there that for the employees?
We do. That is our main focus, is staying internal with keeping integrity with all of our employees, and so we have about 11,000 square feet of a gym, and all the employees come down here and can work out and work with nutritionists and trainers and make healthy lifestyle decisions so
nice.
That they can work harder and, you know, we can sell more chicken.
And eat more chicken.
And eat more chicken.
The more you work out, the more chicken you can eat, right?
Exactly.
Nice.
Now, can you tell us, like, some of the stuff, like, how you get your employees involved with the fitness? Do you guys do events? Do you do, you know, challenges, things to get everybody moving?
Yeah, Do you have, like, a whistle that you have to blow and go, listen, get out, let's go, everybody to the gym? Like, you force them to go? Because to me, I think you have to force people. Got to get them in there.
Well, yeah. that would be pretty comical if we did force everybody and they had to leave their desks immediately and come and work out. It would be effective
right.
to some extent.
It's like recess. You remember like recess in school? You didn't have a choice if you had to
ring
go.
A bell.
Yeah, everybody had to go. Everybody went and you just got to go.
It's true.
So
well, we don't force them quite like that.
All
There's
right.
no timeout involved or anything like that. But we try to make it as appealing as possible so that they want to come and they
right.
want to make it a part of their day. And so we do. We do a number of different events. We did one this past year that was a lot of fun. We went and we hiked the Grand Canyon.
What?
And so in October, yeah, we
it's
took...
It's like Oprah took people to Australia. They
You're
took
telling
people
me
to the Grand
if
Canyon.
I worked at Chick-fil-A, you're going to take me, you're going to
schlep
me over
it.
To the Grand Canyon?
Happens all the time. Oprah did it. They did it.
Oh, my God. How many people went, Elizabeth?
We took 217.
How did they get... Were they picked? Was it a lottery?
No, everyone had the opportunity to go. You had to pay for a portion of it, and then we subsidized the rest.
Oh, my God.
But everyone had to train for it. They trained since from February until October. And that's part of our thought, is that if you ask someone to work out 4 or 5 days a week,
right.
they may or may not. They'll probably be pretty reluctant. It doesn't sound very appealing.
Right.
But if you ask them if they want to go hike the Grand Canyon with their son or daughter or friend or spouse or... they're a little bit more inclined and they want to make some
right.
changes necessary so they can get out there to the canyon. So we get the benefit of everyone being healthier. They get the benefit of having a motivational goal to work towards and achieve, and then it makes it more sustainable for them after the
so now,
over.
So
that's an amazing thing. I don't want to dismiss that lightly.
Yeah.
That's an amazing
no,
thing.
No, that's first of all, that's a lot of creativity to come up with a program like that. So now you guys, you hike when you're at the Grand Canyon. What were some of the things that you guys did there when you were at the Grand Canyon that made it even more special?
Did you go, Elizabeth?
I did, yes. I was responsible for many of the logistics when you think about 217 people, they're all over the country. So we flew them in, and then we stayed in Sedona at the beautiful resort.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
In Sedona you stayed?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's just like
a dream. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's
it
fantastic.
How long was this trip? Like a week?
No, it was 3 nights. It was three nights. So everyone flew in, and we were there to greet them when they arrived at the airport and bring them to the hotel. And then we had a big kickoff dinner that first night, and, you know, give the final details of the important equipment that they needed to make sure that they had and remember to stay together as a group. Because, I mean, you guys probably know there are a lot of fatalities that happen in the Grand Canyon.
Did you lose any? Did you lose any on the mission? Anybody go down from Chick-fil-A?
Let's just say I still have my job. So there were no fatalities on our watch.
That's good. Well, we know that you're a very good leader if you didn't lose anyone there. So now you were there for three nights. What time of the year was it? Was it during the summertime?
No, it was in peak season in October.
Wow, so it must have been crowded.
Wow.
It wasn't too bad. You know, we worked with the Park Service because I believe this was the first time that they've had a group this size to come and all be on the trails at one time. So we had to be very careful to keep the integrity of the trails and not have too many people on one trail.
Right.
So
How come you didn't, like, ease into this on your first trip and, like, just go to Stone Mountain? You
know? I know. That would have been nice. Well, you know, this isn't our first trip. We did the, we did Disney Marathon in 06.
You guys did a marathon? How many went to that?
Yeah, we did a half and full marathon. Our president, Dan, is amazing. And he came, this is one of my favorite stories. He came down to my office. I'd been here for about a year and a month, maybe. And my role in starting was to create a wellness program internally for the company. And there hadn't previously been much going on in that area. So he came down to my office and he said, you know, I just ran the Disney full marathon last weekend. So this was in January of 05. And he said, so I'd really like to do the half and full marathon with 100 Chick-fil-A employees next year.
And the thing that's great about that, too, that the marathon is that if once you complete it, you get to use the park for free.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they have characters all throughout the course. So there's fun things to look at. You can take pictures with them. And
right.
So he walked away, and I thought, that's really neat that he wants to do that. And then the next day he came by and knock, knock, knock on my door. He said, so how many have signed up? And I said, oh, so I think I'm going to do this.
We have one so far, me.
Exactly. So I was about to pay anybody that looked like they could be a Chick-fil-A employee to just sign up. So we had enough people. But thankfully, we had 201 come and run the half or the full marathon. We had one who did the goofy. That's when you do the half on Saturday and the full on Sunday.
Wow.
Oh.
Which is pretty ridiculous.
How many dressed like cows?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. How many had the outfit on?
You know, they all wore a Chick-fil-A shirt. It was red, but none of them were cows. That would have really been classic.
You didn't make them dress up like in a white T-shirt with the black dots, like the posters? That's what I picture. The black dots, and there's always some funny message, you know? And I'll tell you, the one thing about the Eat More Chicken, the billboards and things I always see, it always takes me like a second to go, oh, I got it. Now I understand. That's funny. I like that. It makes me think. I like that, Elizabeth. Now, we know that with these, it sounds like you guys are doing a fabulous job. First of all, you created an 11,000 square foot facility, and you have the program in there as well. But even with all of this stuff, isn't it still a challenge to get people to move from a sedentary, non-active lifestyle to becoming more active?
Absolutely.
What are some of the challenges that you face, and what are some of the things that you're doing creatively over at the Wellness Center there to try to make things more appealing to the people there?
Well, I think the challenges that we face, we all feel at some point, no matter how much knowledge we have. You know, you look at the healthcare industry, and we might have a lot of knowledge about something, but we're still faced with that challenge of application and actually applying what we know that we need to do. And someone said to me one time, information doesn't change behavior. And I thought that was really interesting because I think that there's an element where we have to have the information. We have to be educated about it. But after that point, it comes down to actually applying it.
Right.
And so with a lot of the folks that we have opportunity to interact with, they know what to do, but they need the motivation to do it. So what we try to do is we say that we like to make it as irresistible as possible. We want people to find it compelling and intriguing to want to be a part of it. So we don't necessarily put financial incentives in front of people. Instead, we say, let's make it appealing enough that they are compelled and want to do this. And some of those trips that we talked about are elements of it. Another thing we did that was a lot of fun, and we do it each year, and we've actually expanded it to other cities now, is called the U.S. City Challenge. And it's a competition amongst companies to see who can be the most fit company in that city.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
That's
and so
great.
We did it in Atlanta for the past 3 years. We added Charlotte in 2010, and then we're adding Nashville.
So who
this
won?
Year.
Who won here in Atlanta?
Chick-fil-A.
What do you
think? Oh, it's set up. It's a setup.
No, it is not set up.
It's rigged.
It's not set up, but we're some pretty stiff competition over here.
That sounds great.
Is it like?
Yeah.
So how do you judge who's the most fit?
It's a bikini contest, Lee. It's got to be
exactly.
A bikini contest. No, it's what are there?
What's the criteria?
What's the criteria for? Is it what the company does? How many different things that you're involved in? Is it doing stuff in the community? What's the measurement? For that.
The measurement is each individual's health within the company. And so we do a pre-check-in and a post-check-in. So you get measured on your cardiovascular health, your body composition, your flexibility, and your strength. And then you compete for 8 weeks to see which company will be most fit at the end and which company will find the most improvement. And then there's online tracking to see which company will be most active. And this is so fun. There's a leaderboard all during the 8 weeks. So as you log your activity, it aggregates together for each company, and then it shows which company within that city has the most points. And some of my favorite stories that I heard were the individuals who said they started mowing their neighbor's lawn so that they could get more activity points. And then,
That's good.
A way, it was community service.
That is
but,
good.
And then those that started walking their dog 3 to 4 times a day so that they could gain more activity points. But what's fun about it is it inspires the individual who needs to make change around their nutrition, who needs to make change around their cardiovascular activity, who needs to strength train, who needs to be flexible. Change is hard for anyone. And so it lets everybody be on a more equal playing field. But then what's really cool is they get to work together and compete against other companies instead of competing internally against each other.
Elizabeth, have you heard – those sound like great events, but have you had any resistance from the employees because of the fact that you're measuring these things? They feel like, will it ever be used against them? You know, well, I'm overweight – and will the company frown upon – you know, is there stuff that when they're afraid to get involved in this stuff because they're afraid of what the data may show? And, you know, does anybody ever complain about that?
That's a great question. I want to answer that in two parts. First, with all the companies that we work with, the individual knows that their personal information is kept personal and it's, you know, HIPAA protected. So the company gets aggregate information on
right.
how they did as a company. But then even speaking more specifically internally with us, one thing that I see a lot of organizations are doing is they're attaching the health of the employee to what kind of benefits they receive. And a lot of employees are becoming very frustrated and resistant to that. Here internally at Chick-fil-A, we don't do that. We keep wellness separate. We want to prevent. We want to
right.
decrease healthcare costs like anybody else would. But how healthy you are doesn't change anything about how much you're paying for healthcare or what kind of package
right.
you're receiving. So employees know that it's separate and that data is going to be protected, and it's all for the good of the employee.
Now, can we talk a little bit about the menu at Chick-fil-A? Because, you know,
the fat guy needs to know first of all,
I was
right
hoping
that,
she was going to come in with
right.
Like
I know the fat guy was
of,
hoping you were going to be in here with food. He didn't eat yet today. So,
oh no, I'm so sorry to disappoint.
Yes. No, but of the fast food restaurants, you know, you guys have a lot of healthy choices in there. They didn't
Absolutely.
Make that supersized movie about you guys.
Correct.
So do you want to share some? Because I know, you know, Chick-fil-A is in a lot of places, but it's not everywhere. And
yeah, my kids love they love
Chick-fil-A.
They
have wraps. They have, you know, there's a lot of choices there you can make.
And Elizabeth, for me, I was hoping that they'd open up the kosher Chick-fil-A. I was hoping yeah. a little kosher chicken. Chicken's one of my favorites. Maybe, you know, if we have a separate location in certain marketplaces, a little kosher action.
Let me see if I can put that request
all right.
in.
All right, see what we can do.
Maybe, see what we can do.
Maybe the Brooklyn shop you can make.
Yeah,
the northern,
perfect.
Northern. You know, I'm sure up north there's, you know, that would be the place to put them. But, Yeah, tell us about some of the things that
the
you've
menu
done.
Items that you could that you got. That,
well, actually, she's in the wellness center. She's not eating. She's burning calories. How would she know what's on the menu?
She knows exactly what's on that.
Do
menu.
You know what's on the menu, Elizabeth? Because I don't.
I do know what's on that menu. Okay. It is full of options.
Okay.
It really is great. You mentioned a number of them, but the char grilled sandwich is excellent. There are numerous salads that we have. And if you haven't tried the Southwest salad, it is awesome.
Now, do they feed you guys there? Do they have like a Chick-fil-A? Like when you go, you have the wellness center, they have a place to eat where the employees can eat there as well?
Oh, y'all, it's amazing. Next time you can head on down this way for lunch, please do. Because we have the most wonderful cafe. We have Chick-fil-A sandwiches, but in addition to that, we have a meal of the day. We had salmon and asparagus yesterday.
Oh,
man. We have a salad bar, different kinds of soups.
Lee, can we do a remote broadcast from Chick-fil-A? Can we broadcast the show from Chick-fil-A? We should do a show
next Thursday.
Next Thursday, we should be doing the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Chick-fil-A show.
Absolutely.
So now, does Chick-fil-A subsidize also some of the food, or they have nothing to do with that?
It's subsidized,
oh,
so it is
awesome.
A benefit to the employee.
You're kidding
Man,
me!
What a company.
Listen, are you looking for any you know fat guys?
Yeah.
Any Dr. Fitness? Anything
Look,
that we can?
Next time you need the challenge, this is what we do. I'll sign up for the before, and then Dr. Fitness will be the after, and then you guys will have a
right.
lot of activity.
We'll do,
points.
We'll do the marathon, and the fat guy will be at the finish line. And I'll be at the starting line, and we'll be there together at the end because he will not run. There's no way. But that's those are great events that you guys are doing. So now, so you have the food, so they can make healthy choices at the dining hall. Now, part of your wellness promotion area, do you guys bring in nutritionists and talk about behavior modifications? What are some of the programming that you do on a weekly basis at the center there?
What are you looking for a job?
No, I want to know. Listen, everything I've heard so far, I can't believe what's going on there. This place sounds like Google. Sounds like Google is happening over there. This is unbelievable.
It's amazing. And the type of people and quality of people here, I describe it as Disney World for chicken people. It's just awesome. Everyone is so quality and fun to be around, and it really makes work exciting.
Man, that sounds...
But yeah, we do have a full-time registered dietitian, actually. And so her role is to provide nutritional counseling to all the staff and then reaching out to our operators across the country at our 1,500 different locations across the country. And then we have three personal trainers who walk people through their fitness programs and group exercise classes and work here in the facility of the gym.
Wow. Sounds like you guys are doing a lot. Now, Elizabeth, what are you guys doing, other than having people cut their neighbors' lawns, what other things are you doing in the community to promote wellness?
Well, they do that challenge. That's a big thing.
Yes.
Yeah, we have the challenges for the companies in Atlanta, Charlotte, and Nashville. And then we're looking at how we can include the community in that as well so that they can be a part and compete within that city through the relationships with local gyms.
And what do you think the future is going to be for Chick-fil-A? Where do you see the center? Where do you see your promotions and things going in the next 5 years?
I see them going where we can really help and support our community across the country because we've done some things internally, and the heart of the organization is so much to give back from our founder, Truett, all the way down. He's about to have his 90th birthday, and he's still coming to work every day and just as active as ever. And then it's a family-owned business that has a heart for people. And so I really see it as being something that we can leverage the relationships that we have with our operators in every community to be able to inspire and encourage and support people to make those healthy decisions and take ownership of their health so that they can have energy, so they can pour into their relationships, and they can really have a fulfilling life.
You know, it would be cool if you guys can use your restaurants as starting points for runs. Like, you know, run shops do that?
Yeah.
Yes. Wouldn't that be so fun?
That would be great.
They go there for breakfast.
Yeah.
And then I could wait for them when they come back. I'll watch their stuff. You need somebody to watch your stuff.
That's true. And you don't want anybody losing their valuables and all that.
I'll watch your stuff, and they run for a while, and then they come back, have another sandwich, and then leave.
Now, Elizabeth,
need showers.
Do you do any store? Do you do any wellness initiatives with the employees and their families, like their spouses or their kids, anything that they're doing together? Because we know that anything that you can get families interactive together to promote wellness, that, you know, ties everybody in.
Absolutely. Spouses for the home office staff are allowed to be a part of any of the programs that we do. And then the trips that I mentioned, the entire family is included to be a part of that. And then an event we have coming up in March, which I'm excited about, March 4th through 6th, Berry College.
Yeah, what a great place.
Which we have a great relationship with.
Sure, they're fantastic. Great people.
Yeah, they have a marathon there.
Right, I've done that. What's it called? It has a name to it. What is it? It was like a 10-mile. They have that run. They have that road that goes for like it's straight for like
four miles. Trail.
Viking Trail. Right.
Yes.
It's a great place. wonderful place for a race.
Beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Absolutely beautiful. So they have that event coming up, and Jeff Galloway and I are going to do a retreat at the Windshape Retreat Center there over the course of that weekend. So I'm going to talk about energy and relationships and how we can be our best, and he's going to talk about running and the run-walk method and nutrition for performance and all that. So that's something that we're really excited about. Normally at Windshape Retreat, they're specifically marriage retreats, but this one is open to all individuals. So any stage of life or relationship status can come and stay there. And the Windshape Retreat Center is absolutely gorgeous. It's all the way down that Viking Trail road.
Yes.
That stretch road.
Right, right.
And it is gorgeous. So that's one also that is for the whole family.
And March is a great time to go there because it's the leaves are starting to come out there. It's a beautiful, beautiful area. The campus is absolutely magnificent. It's one I think it's the largest campus per student in the entire country.
It is.
Yeah.
It's huge. I remember hearing one time that I'm probably going to quote this incorrectly, but I think there's a 7-to-1 deer to student ratio.
Wow.
So when you go running, there are lots of deer.
Wow. That sounds like, you know what? I think Dr. Fitness, I don't know about the fat guy. I think I may join you up for that event. I think it sounds like a great place.
I hope you do.
That sounds like a wonderful thing.
If you need other people there to talk. You can get Dr. Fitness, and if you need other people there,
the heck
just
with talking. I just want to run. I want
to
run.
Buffet.
Yeah,
is there a buffet?
I'm sure there'll be some Chick-fil-A sandwiches up there if you want. Later.
Is there?
Yeah, absolutely. Wherever there are, where's Chick-fil-A? There are always sandwiches with Chick-fil-A, right? Because food, it's like the family. You have to have if you want to have an event, you got to have food. Is that true, Elizabeth?
Well, I think that's one of the good quotes we have internally is that food is the essence of life. Therefore, make it good.
I like that.
We try to make the food good, and yes, typically where there are people, there's food. It's just eat in moderation.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Elizabeth. And also, is there a website that we can direct people to see what Chick-fil-A is up to in terms of their wellness initiatives? Is there anything to check out?
I would give two for right now.
Sure.
With the Windshape Retreat coming up, that'd be windshaperetreat.org. And then also we have our the U.S. City Challenge for those events coming up, and that's just uscitychallenge.com.
Fantastic. Well, it has been such a pleasure talking to you, and I am going to personally send you a copy of our book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids, as well. We really appreciate you taking time out of your day to come on our show, and let us know if Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy can help Chick-fil-A, and I don't mean eating the product, because the fat guy, he'll do that. But if anything we can do to help promote
wellness. If you're doing a competitive eating contest, you can I'd be up for that.
Thanks so much, Elizabeth. We really appreciate coming on the show today.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care. Have a great day.
Okay. You too.
Bye.
We just spoke with Elizabeth. We've just spoken to Elizabeth Dixon with Chick-fil-A. And she sounds like a lovely person, Lee.
Yes, very enthusiastic.
So go check them out at those websites. I don't remember what they are. You don't remember what they are?
It's windshaperetreat.org or uscitychallenge.com.
That's where you should go. And when you're online, make sure you check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Lots of video stuff showing up on our site. You'll see a lot of new things going on over there. And make sure you check out our book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. Join, become one of our friends on Facebook right now. We'll wait. we've got a little bit of time on our hands before we start doing
more
stuff.
We're not going to move forward until one more person is our friend.
And we'll wait all day long if we have to.
We got the time.
Yes.
We got the time.
So go there right now. Okay. Lee, I just want to talk about a couple of things before we get going today. First of all, I brought you in a bagel today, right?
Yes.
That bagel.
It was a smushed bagel that you sat on.
No, it was. No, I didn't
sit
on it.
That's what it looked like.
It's called a bagel thin, and it was from, on my way here. It's from Einstein's Bagels.
Yes.
And I wanted to talk about this because I have a mission for our listeners to come up with, too. Now, I'm a big proponent. Like when it comes to bread, to me, bread is one of those things where it should be really good.
It's
if you're
going to
eat
good.
Bread, you might as well go with the good. Now, that thing I gave you, here's what I liked about it. The concept is what I'm after. I like things that are flattened out, that don't have the middle bread part, because I don't like that part. I like the crunchiness.
Right.
And I like the inside.
That's why you like pizza.
Right. That's why I like pizza, the pizza dough. So here's the deal. If you think about it, the bread part is really, it's really kind of like the it's like kind of like the wood of a construction building, right? You need something to put stuff on so you can eat it.
Right.
But if it's not good, why eat it?
It's a waste of calories.
It's a waste of calories, right? If it's not good. So here's this is what I've thought of. Like, I love lettuce. I think lettuce has got a lot of potential. Lettuce has got a lot of potential.
Well, restaurants have lettuce
wraps. They have lettuce wraps.
Right.
And the thing that's great about the lettuce wraps is that they give you, like, you know, they make stuff like a tofu, and like restaurants like P.F. Chang's, they put like tofu or meat and stuff, and you can put them on a lettuce wrap and eat it. But what happens typically inherently with the lettuce wrap is
it collapses.
It falls, right? So there has to be a design.
It's not firm enough.
It's not firm enough.
We have to genetically modify
lettuce. It's got to be pliable enough.
Pliable, but firm.
But firm.
Right.
And not break under
pressure of food.
Right, exactly. So here's what I think, Lee. This is what I think we need to do. Lettuce either has to change.
Did you try doubling up too?
I did.
Still not good enough.
Well, no. But the thing is, it's still a challenge.
Right.
So
what lettuce? Iceberg or
iceberg?
You
iceberg.
Can't do it with romaine.
No, yeah. No. That's
lettuce, and the iceberg has like no nutrition.
It's got that ice. Romaine's got that.
It's that thing in the center. You got to almost use
it's like
that
a canoe.
To your advantage.
It's like a canoe.
But
you got to use that. But the thing is, you start pulling off other wedges.
It's not optimal.
Here's the thing I'm looking for. I want it to be a vegetable because vegetables are good and that's good for you. It's got the fiber. But they make edible underwear, right? Underwear that you
can
eat.
Yes, they do. I've heard.
Can't you come up with some sort of cellophane wrapper? Like a wrapper that keeps things in? Because
a fruit roll-up?
Exactly.
A
like
fruit
a
roll-up.
That you eat. It disintegrates. You eat it. It goes away. It's like a fiber. There's no chemicals in it, just a fiber. And it keeps all the things you're looking for inside the sandwich.
It's hard to find. It's not that simple.
But this is my idea.
It's a challenge.
So this is what I'm asking all of our listeners. Tell me
some of
your designs. I want to hear about your great inventions.
And we'll find a food engineer.
I want to know, first of all, if you like my idea about the cellophane wrapper.
Not cellophane. That's not a good idea.
What
it has to be something that's a good food.
Well,
that matches with other food.
My idea is to make it like cellophane, but that's
Do you want it to be a neutral tasting where it has no flavor?
I don't care.
Yeah, you do.
No,
you do care.
No, I'll tell you why I don't care.
Why? Do you eat pizza on lettuce?
No. Here's
no, you
the
don't.
Deal. You
it's
ate
gotta be on bread.
No, if it's bread and it's no good, I'd rather not eat it.
When it comes to bread, it has to be.
I know you did. You'll eat anything. It doesn't. That's not. If it's not good, I'm not going to eat it. So cellophane doesn't have a taste. Lettuce doesn't have a taste.
Okay, so
I'll
you're
eat
saying
that.
A neutral. No
neutral
flavor.
Taste. It doesn't necessarily have to have a taste. It just has to be neutral enough that it holds the constituents of the sandwich together.
Yeah.
It's a challenge. It's not easy.
Look,
I know it's not
we
easy.
We need food engineers, the food geneticists.
I know it's not easy. I didn't say it would be easy, but anyway.
Some food person must be listening.
Yes, and come up with your ideas. That would be great.
It's important.
Also, we had a tragedy this week. Our dear friend.
Yes.
Our dear friend, someone we got a chance to interview.
That's one of the first guests that have died.
On our show.
I think.
No, we've had another one.
Who was that?
My friend.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I had a friend that passed away.
They're dropping like flies.
Jack Elaine died at age 96. And we had a...
See, all that working out, it didn't matter.
It really bummed me out. It really bummed me out because here was a guy that, like, he lived. He lived. I mean, this guy did every, like, only ate fruits and vegetables his entire life. And here I'm going, you know, you'd think, wow, he went out at 96. That's a good life.
It would have been nice to hit 100. It's almost like he failed you, right?
That's right. It's almost like he failed me.
Yeah.
I'm like, 96? I'm like, that's all you got out of it was 96? Yeah. I'm like, 96, man.
Really?
Oh, it bummed me out. Like, you can't believe.
Yeah.
He was the king. There was no one like him.
You know what I was thinking is, you have to replace him.
I'm trying.
To be the new Jack LaLanne.
Well, here's the thing that I thought
about. You don't want it to be like Bob Harper.
Well, look, I think...
I mean, Bob's a great guy, but come on.
You think it's going to be our buddy Dean Karnazes? You think he's going to be the next Jack LaLanne?
No, he doesn't stand a chance.
Yeah. You think he's going to go out early? All that running? Oh. You think all that running is going
to
pay a price?
I don't know. I think, is he related to Jim Fix?
No, he's not related to Jim Fix.
Could be.
No, he's not. But anyway, our condolences go out to Jack's family.
His wife,
Elaine, and I think his daughter, Yvonne.
They said they're
going to
continue
Dan.
The Jack LaLanne stuff.
Well, I'm sure they do. He was also very famous. You know, first of all, Jack LaLanne was a pioneer in terms of developing fitness equipment. You know, there was no fitness equipment back when he started.
Right.
All those pulleys and everything, he designed.
Yeah.
Those were his designs.
And juicers. He took
it
to a whole new level.
Not steroid. People that don't do steroids, he didn't do anything steroids. So don't be very careful when you say juicers. We're not talking about steroids. We're talking about the actual thing that juiced fruits and vegetables. That's what we're talking about.
Don't you have one?
Yeah, you bought it for me.
See?
You bought me one.
That's right.
I still have it. It was actually a great juicer. And the other thing about people that don't know about this, first of all, when it came to athletes, weightlifting was frowned upon. It was actually not done. So back when Jack promoted, you know, weightlifting, it was not easily accepted, especially for women. So he really led the charge of the fitness revolution. And, you know, he started, you know what, how he got involved in it. He recruited policemen and firemen. And that's where, like, we're his guinea pigs for, like, let's see if this works. Let's right. lift this and do this. So anyway, and he was also, people don't know this, he also started out as a chiropractor.
Did not know that.
Yes.
He's Dr. LaLanne? Dr.
Jack? I don't know if he finished school, but he started out on his mission.
He had to,
becoming a chiropractor.
He's not a quitter.
No, he's not a quitter. So,
and you know his show, which started in the 50s.
Yeah, 20 years. I think it went from the 50s to the 70s. I think it was on air.
And it was funny because he would tell the kids, hey, get your mom in here. Get your mom. Go over there and get your mom. Come on.
It was a great show. And I still remember him being on air and doing push-ups and stuff.
He sang to us. Remember that.
Yeah,
no
our
one
show.
Could take that away from us,
Lee,
doctor.
We actually posted that show.
I reposted.
Is it working? Because I got word that it wasn't working.
It worked for me.
Okay. Our buddy Alan sent me an email.
Yes,
all right, he told me he said it didn't work.
He didn't do
was
it right.
Did he hit the wrong button?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. So it really works. So go there, listen to our interview with him. And
you know, somebody sent us a message on somewhere, Facebook or something, that said it was the best podcast ever. that
really?
Show. Yeah. Well, that show, remember, I don't know if you remember, but it had Johnny Bowden, whatever his name is.
Bowden.
And Jack LaLanne, the same show.
No kidding.
And then if you want to go down memory lane, it also had our buddy Get Kathy was in there too.
Very good.
So there was a lot of giggling. A
lot of fun.
A lot of giggling went on in that show.
A lot of fun on that. Yeah, that's right. So anyway, we'll miss you, Jack, and thanks for helping us, promote healthy living.
He was on our show in 2007.
No kidding. Wow.
Been a while.
Been a long time. Lee, tomorrow is my first dance lesson.
What?
Yes. Going for dancing lessons.
Get out of here.
My wife, that was her birthday present. No, to her.
You gave her a present that was something you wanted to do.
No, not nice. She wanted to do. I don't want it.
You did.
No, I don't. I don't want to dance.
What kind of dancing is it?
I don't know.
Ballroom?
We'll find out. We'll find
Hip-hop?
Out.
Hip-hop?
I don't know, but I was hoping I can go dress like this. I don't know.
You have to dress formally?
I think you have to dress up for these things.
You are videoing this, right? Can you tell one of your kids a video?
No, they're not. They're going to be in school while we'll be doing
this. It's during the day?
What's that?
It's during the day, the class?
Yeah, it's in the morning.
In the morning?
No, it's a lesson. It's just a private lesson.
Oh, my God.
It's a private lesson with a dance.
You have to video this. This is too funny.
Well, listen, if I'm doing it, I can't videotape it. It's going to be very hard to do that.
Ask the teacher to wear one of those cameras on their head. Like, you know, like the motocross.
How about if I just let you know how it goes the next time I do it?
It's
how's
not
that?
As good as video.
It's not as good as video. Video is worth a thousand words.
Right, exactly. I mean, I can imagine, and I know it'll be funny, but if yeah. I see it, then it'll
right.
really
that'll
be
really,
funny.
That'll really pop. That'll yeah. really become a lot,
that'll
a lot
take
funnier.
It to another
so,
level.
Yeah. And so I'll let you know how
so
that
you've been
goes.
Wanting to do that.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do it. And I think we're going to be doing our next lesson the following week.
Oh,
and I think
how
it
long,
builds
how many
up.
Lessons?
I don't know. It
until
depends.
You run out of money?
I don't. Well, we know that that can't happen. That's impossible, right?
Yes,
it's yeah. impossible. Yeah, I can't run. I can't run out of money. There's no way. But it's one of those things, where, and I
is
highly
it
recommend
Arthur Murray.
No, it's a place called I think it's called Daza Dance.
Daza?
D A Z A.
What nationality?
I don't
is that?
Know what it is. I don't
is
know.
It belly dancing?
I don't know. I have no
you have
idea.
No idea. You're
I have no
show
idea. I'm showing up right near the house.
If you get castanets, bring them in. Because belly dancers, they use that.
Listen, I'm just excited to do something with my wife, and I also want to wish her a happy birthday. It was her birthday, and we are actually going to be celebrating, and I'm not going to tell you what we're doing because she might be listening, and it's a surprise.
We know she's not listening.
Yeah, right. We know she's not listening. She's doing other stuff that's more important.
We can pretend like she's listening, but we know she's not.
Exactly. Also, make sure you check out a couple of blogs that are fantastic, and I mean fantastic. Check out mealsandmiles.com. Great, Megan Anderson is the creator of Meals and Miles. Great suggestions on what to do. Great activities. It's on eating and exercise. Great suggestions. Go there, check that out. And also our buddy Carla Walsh, healthfulbitesblog.com. Go check that out as well. Lee, do you have anything that you want to recommend for people to check out? Other than your Twitter thing at fat guy?
That's all you need. I think that they are not spending enough time on our Facebook page.
What do you mean?
People have to spend more time there.
Well, don't we have to give them stuff? You want them to actually contribute?
Yeah, it would be nice. You know, we're doing a lot of heavy lifting here.
Yeah. This is one of the things. After me and you were talking a lot, we've realized that we really want to be more interactive with our audience. But we really don't.
So we'd like to be.
We like to be like what we like talking to you. It would be great if you can call us and tell us your stories.
But not really.
And we can communicate with you.
Maybe if you wrote it down.
But if we have to if we have to communicate online
every hour,
you know,
it
becomes a job. Mm-hmm. And I guess we're guys. You know, it's a little harder for us. But we definitely want to talk to you at our show, and we definitely like seeing you at these events when we go to do these fitness expos. Then you can really sit down with us, talk to us, interact with us, you know. And if you have any events that you want us to participate in with you, let us know. If there's any events out there, any races, any runs, any things that we can do, an appearance, come by and say hi. Remember, we have a tandem bike. We have a two-person bike. We can ride to your neighborhood. You know, if you have any bar mitzvahs, weddings, right, Lee? Anything like that? We'll do it.
Yeah.
No question about it.
It'll be awesome.
Lee, also... Just to let people know, we also weren't...
There's more?
Yeah, there's two other...
How much more?
No, a little. Just a little. Remember when we were in Knoxville this past weekend?
Yes. It was 48 hours ago.
We saw a couple of funny... We saw some new products out there. That was kind of cool.
Some new products? Yes, we did.
We saw the Zike.
The Zike.
And that's like a... It's like a stepper bike.
It's like a scooter slash
it's like,
bike.
It looks like a scooter.
With a stepper instead of pedals.
Right. The movement is like you're on a stair stepper, like you're going up and down. And... really kind of cool. And the company's name is Zike, Z-I-K-E, Zike.com. They are based out of Greenville, South Carolina. You're going to start seeing them all over the place.
You'll see them around.
They were there with Walgreens, is that right?
Well, they were in the Walgreens booth.
They were in the Walgreens booth.
Yes, yeah. They were cool.
So they were people riding them all over the place. And also the four-wheel bikes.
Oh, yeah, the Rhodes car.
Rhodescar.com. Check them out. That was another thing.
That's another thing I would like.
That was a cool design. You see,
I'd ride that to work.
Right, it would. I know that's. Where would you ride? You can't ride on the sidewalk. Can you ride on the sidewalk?
You have to go on the street.
You got to go on the street. It's so big.
It's a little dangerous crossing Abernathy, but I think I could do it. Got to be fast.
Right, and you have to have a lot of lighting.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know.
You need a lot of lighting.
I need that electric.
And you
assist.
Need the.
I don't think I can do it by myself. That's a big bike.
Right, because when the cars, you're competing with the cars. You
need
a little electric.
You
need a little.
Because there's hills. I couldn't even do a bicycle built for two by myself. How am I going to do a bicycle built for four?
That's true. That is very true. Well, anyway, Lee, I want to thank our guest today for coming on the show. We had Elizabeth Dixon from Chick-fil-A there with their wellness initiatives that they're doing on-site at their headquarters and also
all over the country
and all over their communities as well. check them out. Lee, what are the websites for them to check out?
WinShapeRetreat.org and USCityChallenge.com.
Check that out. And also don't forget to check out our website, DrFitnessAndTheFatGuy.com, and our book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. Great little present. I would definitely recommend that you buy
a great
12,
stocking
or,
stuffer.
12 or 15
buy them
of
by
these
the dozen.
Things. And give them out to all your friends and neighbors, and then you make us real happy. So also, don't forget, we're going to be in Woodstock, Georgia, Foxtail Bookstore.
Bookshop.
February, what is that, Lee?
I don't know. It's the wrong date on the website.
I know, but it's a Saturday. What's the Saturday? What would be the Saturday if you were looking? Is it the 4th or the 5th? What's the date on?
Look, dude,
it's definitely.
What do I look like?
You have a computer right in front of you.
The 5th.
Exactly.
At noon.
It'll be February 5th at high noon. Come say hello to us. Come over there. Go check out more information at our website as well. Okay. Well, that's all we have today. For Lee Cantor, I am Dr. Adam Shaffrin. Every week we are making healthy living
fun for everyone.
We'll see you next time. And don't forget to check out our Wellness Minutes on our website as well. Take care. Have a great day.